Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Crank mode today, y'all. I don't know what it is, Lady T, but the music is just hitting me, man. You know what I mean?
I want y'all to know this.
When I was listening to that,
No Ordinary Love,
I was thinking about all the kids on the fans and people that listen to our show, both online, streaming, everywhere, in the studio, everybody. You know, because this is No Ordinary Love, man. The way we feel about y'all, and the way we prepare for y'all, Lady T and I, going through the arguments that we go through, when we try to put the show together and all that.
It ain't no ordinary love, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave it alone, T. Hey, listen, man. We always talk about love on this show.
Always.
I'm telling y'all.
Every show we try to bring y'all.
No ordinary love.
Yes,
I'm
out.
Let's get that doubt cracking.
What's happening, bro? You got all the energy. I'm just feeling it, man.
We got a great, stupendous, miraculous show planned for you guys today. We're going to discuss the MLB. Latest happenings. All the division leaders are pretty much still hitting and holding in their spot. So what we're going to do is we're going to take y'all in another direction and break down some series that went on this week, players coming back from AAA, apology. We're going to discuss an apology, you know. Funny, real funny to me. And, you know, Tuesday, I know, guys, we didn't really go into our NBA talk on Tuesday. So what Lady T and I have decided is We'll discuss our NBA topic today on this Thursday show. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, we also have Lady T's Pick'em coming up. So we're going to basically speedball. I mean speedball through the MLB and the NBA topic so that we can give as much time necessary to the NFL. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times we get so interested and caught up with our topics that we lose track of time. So we're going to make sure today that we are able to do all of that. Like I said, we're going to talk the Heat and their old-timey player coming back. We're going to talk about the Knicks and the rumors floating around them. We're going to talk about LeBron James and how players and people are reacting to his extension. And we're going to talk about four teams that did not make the playoffs last year but are expected to make them this year. We're going to talk about that. And then, of course, with the NFL, with the Giants made news, the Bengals made news, and the Seahawks made news as well. So we're going to discuss all of that on today's show. Lady T, I wanted to get out everything that we're going to talk about early. What's going on with you, man?
Oh, no, you know me. I'm just trying to stay in my lane, fly under the radar, and just have as much fun as I can with my grandkids.
That's what's up. I can respect that. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Lady T and I, we were on the phone, and I heard the grandbaby saying, "Grandma, Grandma." It was so sweet, y'all. It was so sweet to hear him. I'm telling you, the baby gave me, everything just went perfect together today, the energy that I received from the grandbaby, Lady T and I doing our pre-production meeting, it all fit well today, so I'm looking forward to having a great show. I'm looking forward to you guys coming with great topics and input. But first, we're going to take a quick one. 563-999-3782. We will be like, do I want to hear No Ordinary Love again? No, I'm not going to do that again. We're going to go here for this one. Yeah. Because snatching bodies, what we have. Can't run from the crane. Yeah, I talk about. This week there was a Subway Series in which the New York Yankees won versus the Mets by a score of 4-2 in each game. Can you believe that? 4-2 in each game, the Yankees won this Subway Series. And I'm going to have to give this win to the Yankees, of course, but the efforts of
Judge,
Man, look at here. That young man showed up. I'm talking about home runs. I'm talking about double plays. He really got it on. So kudos to him. And, you know, 57 keep telling me, don't jinx his team and
let them be, you know, all that.
I ain't gonna jinx his your boys, man. You know,
but
I can recognize good baseball when I see it. And them boys are playing good baseball at the moment. You know,
I'm gonna admit that you're right. I gotta say it.
I mean, they are. They're playing good baseball, man. Anything else would be a lie. We try not to do that on the corner.
Well, let's not talk about it so much that we give it life.
We can smother.
In other baseball news,
Bryce Harper homers two times in his first rehab game with Triple A
Lehigh Valley.
Now Bryce Harper was in Triple A due to a broken thumb injury.
Right.
That he suffered, I believe, back in April. The young man is on the rise. He's definitely doing his thing. And they're talking about he might instantly come on up. So, he only down there for injury.
Like, he don't belong down there. It's probably just a rehab for him, you know, just to get back into the swing of things, because those guys aren't playing on the MLB level down there.
True that. Let's take a call here. Before we get too deep into the subject. What's up, Brother Lou?
Hey, Lou. All right. Okay, we're here.
I think.
Hey, Lou.
Hello.
How you feeling?
I'm getting an echo in the background. Yeah, kind of hard to hear.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Lou.
Okay, that's better. Yeah, I actually just reading something up on Bryce Harper coming off the injury list right now. If the Phillies get another chance, you know, to catch up on the Braves and the Mets, you know, they got to stay healthy and get their idea there right now. If they want to make this a close race in this division, because it's really heating up now.
We're getting into that part of the meal, so to speak. We're getting into that part where these guys are really going to grind it out. You know what I mean? You know, they're really going to grind, and again, I can't say it enough, guys. We're going to see some good baseball. We're in line. We're in line for some good daggone baseball coming down the stretch. And yes. I for one, can't wait. I can't wait. You know, some of those Sunday evenings when well, football up anyway, but still, sometimes when I watch certain games, I'm not going to say I get bored, but I'm not as interested, so I'll turn to baseball and watch Sunday night baseball or Sunday evening baseball, and man, I'm trying to tell you, Joe, it is great. It is great, you know, to enjoy the sport, the atmosphere, the action that's going on. And like I always say, a lot of people don't really know the action that they're seeing in baseball, so they tend to think that it's boring. But that's not the case at all. That's not the case at all.
Well, this generation doesn't think so.
Well, you know, this is the microwave generation. So
right.
You know, if it ain't right then, in their instance, and they can figure it out to be exciting, then they just not with it like they should be. You know what I mean? They just not with it like they should be. So, you know, we just gotta, you know, pay attention and enjoy what it is that we're seeing. Let me ask you a question though, Luke.
Right. Yes.
This Subway Series, tell me what you feel from judges' performance, the pitching, the hitting, and everything. How are you? Because we hear 57 talk all the time about, you know, the Yankees were playing so good and now they're not playing as good. So how do you feel about what you're seeing from this Yankees team or what you saw from this Beltway series?
Better than what I've seen the past couple of weeks. I mean, because our pitching was weak. Our hitting was just atrocious. And, like, you know, the last couple of games, you know, at least they started, you know, to climb back up a bit. And, you know, with Judge hitting the home run, you know, that provided an extra lift to it. And the Mets just lost their spark of it. I mean, they almost lost the game Sunday, you know, against Philly. They had to come back down. They managed to sweep that out. But I don't know how much of that they're going to be able to have up to it now that we're entering towards the end of the year. And, you know, like I said, the Braves are catching up. But I was very pleased with the Yankees in the Subway Series, and especially with the end result. Ah, sorry, Mets fans. But as a Yankee fan, you know, I couldn't be happier. Sorry.
Right. Hey, man, it's sports, man. You here to represent your team and your team only. So, you know, sorry, ain't here or there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just is what it is. It is what it is, you know. There's no sorry in this thing here. We you know, I can listen. If Washington, the Nationals were in the run, and they were one of those teams that, you know, were giving us something to cheer for, oh, sorry, you would never hear DBK apologize for Nathan. You understand me? I want all your smoke. I want it all. You know what I mean? So, you know, bring it on. Bring it on. I want to allow these players who worked so hard to give us what we want as fans, and that's our entertainment. You know what I'm talking about, Tree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
You know, give it, Rick James said, give it to me, baby.
give it to me, baby. Yes.
I want it all. Let's take another call. Let's take another call. 2690, welcome to the corner. 2690, you gonna talk to us?
Unmute yourself.
Okay. Yeah, I was just about to say that. All right. 2690, you want to remain incognito? That's cool. Here we go. Kirby, we're talking baseball, Kirby. We are talking baseball.
Yes.
I know you're talking baseball, but, you know, I got a bunch of relatives over there, a bunch of rednecks in Alabama. I was talking to a couple of my first cousins, and I said, did you know that at the University of Alabama, the men and the women use the same curriculum? No, it's not. Don't say it's not true. Oh, my God, we got to do something about that. That sounds like some communist shit to me, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But do you know how to tell when the Muslim child is potty trained?
Are we ready for this?
They take the diaper off his butt and put it on his head.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, Kirby. you're muted, Kirby. We gonna break Kirby.
I'm gonna hang out and wait on.
Yeah, we go. I'm sorry, Kirby. What did you say? You're gonna hang out and wait on what, Kirby?
Football.
Okay. Yeah, I can't. Oh my goodness. Let's go to Ronnie. What's up, Ronnie?
Come on, Devin.
What the hell just happened just now?
What?
Wait, let it go.
Just leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone. What are you talking about right now?
Baseball. We're talking about the Yankees winning the Subway Series versus the Mets, and Bryce Harper and his spectacular showing in Triple A in Lehigh Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Harper, he in the Triple A. Looks like the Phillies ain't going to the ball ticket. I mean, ball card ticket. As far as the Mets goes, it looks like this is the division for the Braves to win now. And, you know, you're losing against, the Yankees, you just mentioned it, Subway Series rival. I don't see them, going far. I don't see the Mets going far. I think it's going to be the Braves and St. Louis Cardinals in the NL Championship.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. I mean, that's cool. You know, we have flipped back and forth and all around this thing. And to me, that is the greatness that is MLB baseball. Because never knows for real. We never know, seriously, how things are going to end up. So, yeah. And I didn't know go ahead. I'm sorry.
I can say, especially the beauty. Y'all know what's my favorite thing, the wild card. The wild card, it's just something about that wild card. It's just the plot of the whole thing. You never know who's going to punch the wild card in. Make that run, get to that National League Championship or American League Championship. It could be two wild card teams going out in the World Series. That's the beauty about baseball right now.
You know what I call that wild card? I call that wild card thing the monkey wrench thing, because they come in and they throw a monkey wrench in anybody's plan at any time, you know, because they are the wild card, because they aren't expected to be what they are and to show as they're showing. So I call them wild cards. They the monkey wrench team, man, because they are forever throwing their monkey wrench in on other teams. So, you know,
especially the top contender teams.
Right.
Like the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Right.
They're throwing monkey wrenches right at them. And I'm an underdog. And, you know, I love the underdogs anyway. So you're throwing a monkey wrench at somebody like the Yankees or the Dodgers. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're telling, baseball's telling the story now. Like, everybody's in pain now. Ratings go up. Well, not that the ratings don't go up if the top teams don't play, but really goes up when the underdog team rise to the top. And now everybody's off.
Well, that is another incentive that adds entrance to the game itself. Because, again, you had no idea, we had no idea that this team was going to stir it up, mix it up, and become wild card teams. And now that they are, every team that is holding a rightful playoff position is like, I don't really want to see them. I really don't want Exactly. I don't want to play them because we never know exactly what they're going to bring to the table. We never know, you know, and you can do all the scouting you want as a playoff team. You can do all the scouting you want, man. Sometimes those wild cards are just that, wild cards. And those guys bring it in a way that's unexpected. So you find yourself like, damn, so to speak. You know, these Bammers done crept up and beat the heck out of us. You know what I mean? So, and one other thing about the wild card that I like, they don't get any break. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're continuously playing baseball. So they are well-oiled, well-lubed machines coming into to your house and doing their thing. So, I mean, again, I can't express it enough. When the Nationals won off of that wild card, it was great. Seeing Anthony Rendon and Matt Scherzer and Juan Soto just go into people's houses and just straight, I don't want to say disrespect them, but I will say just beat the heck out of them. You know what I mean? So,
hey, Brother Paul, can I ask you this question? Let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
Who's your favorite playoff in 2019?
My favorite, I have to say when Strasburg came in and dominated, because I was so caught up on Strasburg when we sat him down going into the playoffs that year, and it was kind of like a, you know, we should or shouldn't, the Nationals are wrong, and we heard the back and forth clamor about him, and when he came in and dominated as he did, it was like, okay, the Nationals made a great decision by sitting him down last year, because he came out the next year and straight dominated. He came out and straight dominated, and we couldn't take anything from him. So I'm a love to see the proof in the pudding type of sports fan. You know what I mean? So the fact that Strasburg was able to come back and show everybody that the organization not only did the right thing, but you could trust that they knew and they was on top of the exact injury that he was going through. So that was my favorite moment. That was my favorite moment, to see Strasburg come out there and show and prove. And plus, you know, it was a sentimental victory for me, because I remember my pop, when my pops and I went to that stadium, and I saw Strasburg for the first time. My pops told me, he said, son, that young man is going to be great. That young man is going to be nice. And that first game, Strasburg struck out like 9 or 10 batters, and he threw the no-hitter all the way up until the seventh inning. And when he came out, that's when hit was given. But the whole time he was in, it was a no-hitter. And but for the fact that he was young and a rookie, they went on and pulled him out. Boy, hey, Ron, don't take me down memory lane, man. Don't take me down memory lane.
Man,
I asked you that
because my favorite playoff at that time, and nobody been giving it. It was game five versus the Dodgers. That game gave me chills. You know what I'm saying? It was top of the 10th inning. Howard Kendrick hit that grand slam, and just seeing them people leaving out the stadium, they did. Good grief. That was the one for me. You know what I'm saying? Going to St. Louis, keeping them, then going to Houston. The guy won the contract with Budweiser by catching the baseball. We lost the game in game five, but he got a contract, went down to Houston, saw the World Series, got a commercial deal and everything. So 2019 was very special for us and the Nationals. How we get that back?
But you know what, Ron? You brought something to memory. 2017-18 was also because we saw our team have all the right pieces, and it was more of a – I never forget, man, when the Dodgers came here to play us, and the Dodgers won. The Dodgers won, and they shut the series down on us. And it was just the reaction of Nets fans throughout the crowd. You know, I was there at that game, and it was rainy, it was cold, the conflict of will the Metro stay open late if the game goes more than nine innings. Or will they shut down? And, man, I'm telling you, it was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking.
Hold on. You talking about they went the 18 innings? Talking about that one?
No, not that one. Not that one. That game that they went 18 innings, if I'm not mistaken, that started in the daytime. So by the time it ended, the subway was still open. And that game is what made Metro and the city run around like chickens with their heads cut off, because they were saying, what if it's another 18-inning game? And this one doesn't start until 7 o'clock. So what then? But I didn't care. I was prepared. to pull my little sleeping bag out and sit right there in the stands and root my team on to victory. Now, again, they lost. Again, they lost. But that loss made 19 so much sweeter. It made 19 feel so much better. You know what I mean? So it was a loss. It hurt. But to see the team come back and be successful like they was worth it. It was absolutely worth it. Bonnie boy, stop that, man. You done made me get all nostalgic here.
Hey, listen.
When the Nats first came here, I'm going to tell y'all this real quick. When the Nats first came here, I was working as an electrician. And they were like, Local 26, the union that I work for, were like, well, we have a project coming up at RFK. You know me, DMV Kel, I'm taking that project at RFK, right? So I jumped in that project, and I was on the roof. The sun was going down, and I just was like sitting on the roof thinking to myself, you know, what type of team is this going to be? RFK is a historic stadium in the DMV. Will this team come and add to the mystique of RFK, or will they be no good and this and that and the third? And just you know, I want to see this team win a championship. You know, all of those things were running through my mind as I sat on the roof of RFK. And then, like I say, my father and I went to Strasburg's first game, and Pop just like, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that young man is going to be good. That young man is going to be something special for this team. So it was just, you know, the Nats came here, and they entrenched themselves on the fans, made us be a part of them through the winning, through the activities, the moves we saw them make. You know, it was just great. It was great. So, yeah, that's way to go, Nats, and I'll be glad when you guys do something, you know, special for us again. We'll be right back. 563-999-3782. Dang on, Ronnie boy. To the NBA, man. The Miami Heat, right? Talk about nostalgic and trying to bring it back, Tree.
Hey. You know how I feel.
Udonis will re-sign for his 20th NBA season. Okay. Now, he does plan to retire at the end of the 22-23 season. But do you guys think... Dang, Trigini, let me ask you a question. Do you guys think that this is a waste of time, that Udonis Haslem needs to go ahead into coaching? Now, I've had this conversation with individuals, and they've told me, go ahead, let the man come out there. He won't be wasting a roster spot. Maybe they need a on the court type coach, you know. And all of that is like whatever to me. Seriously. I know Udonis is not going to play any back-to-back games. I know that. And I don't even see him really flying around with the team as much. So what say you, Tree? Help me out with this one.
Well, I'm not going to never stop nobody from getting a bag. That's, you know, I'm just
right.
not going to do that. I'm not going to stop. No, if you're going to pay him for sitting down there on the corner and hollering and screaming and chest bumping and high-fiving and letting them know what they need to be doing, if you cool with doing that, I'm cool with letting you do it, bro, because, I mean, look, that man getting a hefty little bag for sitting at the end of the bench. I mean, it's a hefty bag, too. Ain't no little bag. It's a big bag. And so, you know, I'm never going to never stop nobody from getting a bag. If that's what he want to do, he want to get his money, you know, go right ahead. But I hope he's worth it for you guys for that roster spot. I just hope it's worth it. Put it that way.
Can I say
one thing? I know Lou was great. Say something. But Shay online says y'all that we some haters and let that man get his money.
Yeah, we gonna be haters when you see that baba running up and down the court. Singing, slide some oil to me.
Man, he ain't getting in no game.
You don't think he gonna play?
No.
Well, that's a waste of time then.
I just told you they're using him for. They need him for advice. They need him, you know, in case somebody get hurt. He really knows what's going on.
Right.
You know, he's like a backup to the backup to the backup.
Guys, I gotta run. Try and call the show, sorry, if you can. And then I'll ask you a question then.
Have a great day, Lou.
Five to 7 Saturday, guys. Keep it in mind, Eastern time.
Okay. Put it on your put it on Kale's Corner Facebook page. Okay. All right, bro. Take it easy. Let's take another call, man. Oh, 364. Come on, man. Let us know how you feel about Udonis Haslem re-signing with the Miami Heat.
First off, let me correct you, young man. I am a lady.
Oh.
I am a female. And my name is Doobie.
I'm sorry.
Doobie.
I'm sorry.
That's Doobie.
Cam? Doobie from the Bellway.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you, girlfriend.
Well, All I'm gonna say is it's been a month of Sundays since I've talked with Judy. So that, you know, forgive me.
I'm returning from Tuesday's visit with you all. So I come and visit with you all today.
Okay.
Thank you for blessing us.
Yes, thank you so much for blessing us and visiting with us. What do you think about Udonis Haslam rejoining the Heat for his 20th? For his 20th season.
20th. I didn't even realize that it had been so long that he'd been in the league until you said that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he was still fairly new to the league. But over 20 years time has flown, you know?
Everything that happened with him is gone. Is that how
many years? And the thing about it, that my point is, dude, you've been away from us for 20, for I don't know how long it's been now since his last game. But I know it's been double-digit years. I know it's been double-digit years since you played a full game last. So, bruh, what exactly are you trying to prove? And I understand what you're saying, Tree. He can provide what the team needs on the court. And I actually agree with you on that. He's very useful with helping the team. But he's been doing that on the sideline, you know, almost ever since he retired. He's been on the sideline with Miami. So what can we say is the need for him to get in there and mix it up with these young guys? What's the purpose?
Well, maybe he's doing on-the-job training. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like, maybe he's on-the-job training, like, to be a coach. Like, he's doing on-the-job training, so that way when he retired, he could just go straight into it, and he would know exactly what to do and what not to do. I mean, I don't know for sure if that's what it really is, but, I mean, it could be. It could be, you know,
you
something
know
towards those lines. But can I tell you
know
what Betty Anderson said? Go ahead.
Let me tell you this first, Tree. I want y'all to know I hate her. I hate her so much right now on the job. Go ahead. What Mama Betty say, man?
Hey, why you hate OJT on the job training? Why you hate that?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, but look, let me tell you what Mama Anderson said. Mama Anderson said, let him do what he do until they need him. Other ones need to be sitting down, too. Who's
she taking playing time from?
Right.
Tell them how you really feel.
Okay.
You go play seven,
tell us how you really feel.
You going to play 7 minutes a game. That's all you're playing, 7 minutes a game. That's all you're going to play.
If that.
You're about to need to be down. It's about three points.
I mean, hey, let that man do what he do. I don't care. I'm with it. Because my thing is, hey, that's you. Let that man get that bag.
He wasn't broke. I just watched MTV Cribs. I just watched the MTV Cribs on Udonis Haslam. He ain't broke. He ain't nowhere near broke. Why in the hand
are you
lying. Getting back
they
out
lying.
There, bro? You think so?
Yeah, they be lying.
Speaking of the Crib series, have y'all seen the one with Swaggy P? Wasn't that the most ghetto rich person's house that you've ever seen? I was like, that don't look like they just dropped it out of Southeast and just put it in this rich
place.
Yeah. I'm like looking at you know, the stuff he has in the mannequins and Everybody else have these nice veneer blinds, and it looks just so sweet in their house. Homeboy had curtains, and I'm talking about not
some
reaching
curtains
to the floor curtains, just curtains.
They got a trap crib. They got a trap crib.
Man.
I ain't messing with y'all.
Yeah.
You know, Pastor got some money because he's worth
$20 million. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. I know, that's what I'm saying. He has to be coming back because he loves basketball.
That's what, hey, he OJT right now. I'm telling y'all laughing. Wow. When it's all said and done, and then y'all see in the breaking news, Udonis Haslem is the coach for Miami Heat. Watch, y'all gonna be like, oh, that daggone tree. Let me write that down.
I'm not going to doubt him. Give kudos to the boy and attaboys and all that. But, yeah, moving on. LeBron James is receiving much vile and rude comments for his extension that he signed with LA, and people are saying Tom Brady took a winner's discount, that LeBron shouldn't have accepted a contract for this much money. Now, I'm going to say this, okay? Get out of that man's pocket. That man can sell his services for whatever the heck the amount he sees fit. It's not up to me. It's not up to you. It's not up to the next man. Whatever that man sees is his value, and that team is willing to go for it, bruh, get your paper. Get your paper, bruh. And you all know, it's not a whole lot that I agree with LeBron on, but I am with him 1,000%. And you people that are speaking out on him about this, mind your damn business. Mind your business, you know, because the last I checked, we're talking about LeBron's money, not yours. Last I checked, that money goes in LeBron's account, not yours. And I don't care. Listen. Whenever are you receiving too much money? Help me out with that.
Right.
There's no such a thing as too much money. You know, I crack people up when they say, yo, you got any extra? And I'm like, what is extra money? What please help me understand that.
All of it extra to me. All of it.
Well,
it's my husband is extra. And now, what's your next question? Look,
that's
what's your next question, though?
I don't have no extra money. Everything I got.
Come on, Winnie.
Hey, look.
Come on, talk to me. I love
you. I'm
hoping this Kale's Corner thing take a turn in the right direction. So, you know, then I can be talking about extra money with folks. Let's bring Brad, who got all the extra money. What up, Ted?
I need five dollars, Ted.
I'm gonna be for real about that. Only way I know that I'm surviving the things, I pay my tithe, you know? I get 10% on whatever I get. You know what I'm saying? So I make sure I do that faithfully, you know, whatever I get in, I give God 10%. So, you know, that keeps me able to eat whatever I need, bills and whatever. Not saying that everything is perfect. Not saying I don't need more, but I'm good, you know?
Yeah. I've yet to encounter a situation where I didn't need more, you know? Even when I had enough to do exactly what I needed to do,
that,
I still needed
that.
More. So, you know, yep. Hey.
It is what it is,
Exactly. And you know, LeBron is an attraction for this Lakers team. You know, there's no other way to put it. This young man is an attraction for this Lakers team. So people are still willing to pay, not just in L.A., but wherever he goes. The Verizon Center, it's more packed when LeBron is in there. Phoenix,
yeah.
No matter where he goes, these guys are people are lining up to go in and get their glimpse of LeBron. So yes, y'all gonna pay me. Y'all gonna pay me. You know.
That's right.
Can I No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm sorry. Hey, well, let me add this point. You know, and you're right. LeBron is he's the face of the NBA. This is his era. You know, and I really.
Yeah.
Saw it when I, because I've been watching, you know, clips and stuff of the 75th anniversary day. They've been showing, you know, what they did at the halftime All-Star thing. So when him and Jordan embraced, you know, I just saw that as, you know, them passing the torch. I never seen them even really talk about, you know, about any competition. It's us that, you know, that goes in with the who's better, who's the GOAT, and this and that. You know, like you say, Mike was the GOAT in his era. LeBron is the GOAT in this era, you know. And he is that he draw. He's a drawer, you know. So wherever he goes, regardless of that, he's making history. He's on the verge of making history. He's finna pass Kareem, you know. He's the first, the billionaire that's still playing, you know. So. Pretty soon he's gonna own the team. So boys been calculating, man. You know, I just have to just pay him homage and respect, like you say, give him his flowers now, what have you. Just can't hate, you know. So, and you know, I'm a Jordan. I still think Jordan is the ultimate GOAT. You know how we go back and forth about that, and I give Bill his props. You know, so he was the GOAT in his era. So, but I put. You know, as far as my Mount Rushmore, let me add this: is Bill, is Mike, is Kareem, is Magic, and then is LeBron. I gotta have a little bit more. It's some more rock over there. I can you know put another face on there.
Oh!
Give me five. I need five.
Out.
Go ahead.
Time out.
Go ahead.
I know, Trees. Let me just get on my brother real quick. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You have a Kobe Bryant jacket. How in the ham sandwich is Kobe not on your Mount Rushmore? Yeah,
ham
sandwich.
Ham
and cheese. Well,
you know what? I'm gonna have to have six. You're right. You know, that is blasphemy. I'm sorry. Forgive me. You know, and they've been having this is the anniversary of Kobe and stuff. You know, so yeah. I'm sorry. So,
I give LeBron all of that. He's the most exciting in his era, and all of that. I'll give him that. But. He's not going on the Mount Rushmore, dog. He's not going on that. I need five rings or more, man. I need five rings, at least one MVP, if not of the playoffs of the league. You know what I mean? I need
okay.
A lot of stuff that LeBron doesn't have, man, to be on Mount Rushmore.
Stephen Curry's going to be there before. Stephon Curry's gonna be there before LeBron James. In that case,
yeah.
My money,
so, yeah. But that, you know, that's an argument that can go on and on and on and on forever.
Because not everybody's LeBron fan.
No, they're not. No.
And I'm not a LeBron fan like that. I just had to give him his, you know, I look over his career, you know, and had to give him his props, you know. You really had to give it to him, man, of what he did. He's been in the league, and the pressure that was on him, how he came out as being, you know, high school, and just came in dominating, you know. So, and, you know, he made some bad choices. Now, like I say, I have this, you know how I felt about him and this and that, but like I said, I'm in a place right now, I just can't be hating, you know what I'm saying? So I'd give him his props now, but, you know, I do love Kobe, like, you know, he's second to...
Oh, that's my mom.
To Mike, you know, Mike, Kobe, you know, Magic, you know, so those are mine, you know, so...
Yeah,
like I said, it was in those eras, you know, so, you know,
right.
Cause I started, like, in Magic in 79 when he played Bird. You know, in the championship, Michigan State, and then he played Dr. J in his rookie year. So that's when I first became a Laker fan, you know, in a sense. So, and then Mike come along, and then
right,
Kobe.
Wait a minute, we gotta take a break. We gotta take a break, guys. We're
okay.
We gonna take a break. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Microphone check, 1, 2. Hey, yo, you ready to get down, man?
Yeah, whatever, man.
Hey, you ready to get this on this show?
Whatever, man.
You saying,
whatever, man.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. Check it, cool
beat. I'm
I keep your daughter way out past a curfew. Hard bumble commercial. We don't give a fuck when we smoked out in the land that's doped out.
Like that?
No doubt. Some just born weed I cop from the street. Get you open like butt cheeks. Some girls who be freaks. Hey yo, can I be SWB?
You the one, nigga.
Showgun.
Yo, I'm rolling with the 40 pack of niggas. Get my weed from Branson cause this sack's bigger. Yo, give me that, nigga.
It's hell to Washington. Yeah, y'all with me?
There you go.
Hell victory.
Yeah.
Brave on the warpath, fight for all DC. Yeah. Okay. That's wide receiver Colin Johnson. Achilles out for the season. Wow. I hate when these young guys have these type of injuries this early, you know. It's crazy, man.
But,
Kel,
that's
an
old man injury. That's an old man injury. That just lets you know that they're not in the gym. I learned that from Brian Mitchell. He said when they get these kind of injuries, those are old man injuries. That means you're not working out. You're not doing nothing. You know what I mean? So then when you just get out there thinking you could just do it. And you can't.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, Johnson, what are you doing with this old man injury that Tree just explained?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Joe Burrow is a full participant in the joint practice with the Rams. All right. Joe Burrow shook his injury. He's a full participant now. And on other news, Shaquem Griffin announces his retirement from football and accepts a position within the NFL legendary legendary community. Excuse me. Griffin was the only one-handed player. Griffin was the only one-handed player in the history of the league.
Mm-hmm.
When did he play with the Seahawks?
Yeah, him. He was a twin.
Yeah, he was a twin.
Mhm.
Okay, I remember that story from 4 years ago. Of him having one arm, playing with one arm. That's great.
Yeah, I mean he has the whole arm. He just don't have the hand part.
Yeah, the hand.
Yeah, he just don't have the hand. Yeah, he have an arm. He just don't have the hand. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, man.
He played a long time with that one arm.
Yeah, he had 3 seasons in Seattle, 1 and with the Eagles. Now, I'll tell you, I didn't see him actually play with the Eagles, but the reports are, you know, that he did play 1 season with the Eagles. So, you know, good for him, man. Good for this young man. Good for him.
Yeah.
Now,
at least
you know,
he did it. He tried and he did it. He did it. There are other disabilities, you know, people with disabilities that they can do it too.
There you go.
Hey.
There you go.
I mean, that's football, but they can – Hey, did you see the boy that's he only got one arm? He's playing basketball and he's really good.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can do it. I mean, do it. If they can't do it, then I don't see you putting them out there making them look crazy because he's trying to do it. Like, no, just join the junior team down there somewhere, the Olympics or something, and do that. But if you can do it to a high level with your disability, then go for it. Every time.
And speaking of go for it.
Yes.
Y'all
go. I ain't never ran from it. No, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off, real talk. Never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? This ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money, gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke, still gon' be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me, you know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gon' bang. Cavity teeth, you been...
Oh, man. Y'all ain't hear what he said. He said, y'all know that Kel gonna bang. Y'all heard that, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I talk about. Let's see who with us. Let's see who with us. Darius, you with us, Darius?
Yes, sir.
All right. Huckleberry, what's happening?
I ain't heard anything y'all been talking about.
We're ready to do the picks now. We're ready to do our picks now. Huckleberry, you in?
No, I ain't with you.
Okay. Ted, you with us?
No, boy, I'm just listening. No, I'm listening.
Okay. 007.
Yeah.
All right. Tank. Okay, I know he's with us.
Judy, I got you.
Yeah, I know. Judy, you with us?
Picks.
Yeah.
Okay. Kirby, my man Kirby.
Hey, everybody. I think I like this tight end that we got from the Rams.
Okay, okay. Are you going to be a part of Lady T's pick'em?
Yeah, but I need to talk to Lady T, being the president of the Metamucil Mingle for old folks, and she talking about old man injuries and stuff. So we got to get it on. And I'm down in my back, way down there by my psycho cracker jack.
Oh my goodness. All right, so we got Kirby, we have Judy. Whose background is that? Whose background is that? Okay, mute your background if you know it's you. Okay, we have Judy, we have Tang, we have 007, we have 57 say he's not in. We have Darius and
Reese online.
Reese online. 8200, you in on these picks?
I'm not prepared.
Okay. Daddy online.
Okay. Well, it's for free and it's for fun. So it's really not even a prepared or unprepared thing. It's just who you feel is going to win. You still want to sit out or want to come on in?
Oh, go ahead. I'll do it. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead, Cap? All on you, babe.
Yes.
That's Cap.
Who is that, Cap?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So we have Cap, Darius, 007, Tang, Judy, Kirby, myself, and you. See, I'm feeling some type of way about Reese and them 11 wins. That's why her name just keep eluding me.
Hey,
go ahead.
All right, y'all, we're going to do these fast. We just going to just pick. It don't even matter. Y'all know it's free, and it's just for fun. Everybody just pick. Y'all online, just go ahead and when I do it, just pick. And I'll write y'all down later because I can always go back and get y'all. So we're going to do everybody that's on the phone. So let's go. Packers, Chiefs, Judy. Come on, Judy. Packers and the Chiefs.
Oh, Judy's gone.
All right, look.
Oh, wow.
When I call y'all next, okay, there you go. Let's keep it moving. 007.
Oh, I'm going with the Chiefs.
Reese says Packers. Kale, what you say? Come on, Cap.
Chiefs.
Daddy says Chiefs. Come on, Kirby. Come on, Darius.
Chiefs.
It's Tank. Oh, I get Tank later. I'm going Chiefs. Shanita's playing as well, but we'll get her if she's online. The next one is 49ers, Texans. Reese says 49ers. Let's go to Kale.
Texas.
Mm.
Yeah. Ain't nothing
okay. 49ers, y'all know what I am taking. Come on, 007.
I'm going with the Texans. Wow.
Okay, Texas. Betty says 49ers. Come on, Darius.
49ers.
Come on, Cap.
The Niners are playing their starters into the second quarter. Niners.
Oh, I don't care.
You need to say it's 49ers. And her first pick was Chiefs. All right, you guys, let's go to the second one. And it is Bills Panthers. You guys, Bills Panthers. I'm going to go first. Bills Panthers, I'm going to take the Bills. Come on, Kat.
Panthers.
Shanita says Panthers. Betty says Panthers. 007.
Bills.
Double O seven.
Going with the Bills.
Come on, Darius.
Bills.
All right, you guys. Reese, I need an answer. Come on, Kale.
Bills.
All right, the next one, you guys, is Seahawks Cowboys. Reese says Cowboys. Reese says Cowboys.
Hmm. You're getting out my house.
Come on, 007.
Oh, man, now I'm on that, man, I'm not picking Gino. I'm picking a Cowboy.
You said what? Cowboys?
The Cowgirls, yeah.
Mm.
Betty says Cowboys.
Mm.
There he is.
You heard me too.
Cowboys.
I'm picking Cowboys as well. Reese picked Cowboys. Oh, I already said Reese. Come on, Kale.
Seahawks.
Okay.
You ask.
Seahawks.
Shanita says Seahawks as well. He said, Ma, I know you ain't say Cowboy.
Never.
Chargers, Saints, you guys. Chargers, Saints. Come on, Darius.
Chargers.
007. Chargers, Saints.
Thanks.
Come on,
Kale. Who's that wrestling with their phone? Go ahead, Trees.
It's on you. Chargers, Saints.
I'm going to go with the Chargers.
I'm going Chargers. Shanita's
going
Chargers.
Sorry. Are you
really?
I'm just messing with you. Go ahead.
Betty going Saints. Come on, Kat.
Saints.
Who about to leave out anybody? Reese, but she ain't put hers up there yet. Come on, Reese. All right, guys, the next one is Patriots against the Raiders. Patriots against the Raiders. I'm going Raiders. I should have went Patriots, but I'm going Raiders. Come on, Kale, what you going?
The Raiders.
All right, come on, 007.
Patriots. Mm-hmm.
Come on, Darius.
Raiders.
Betty says Raiders. Come on, Cap.
Raiders.
All saying? Reese must have checked out on it. All right.
Denita,
we wait on you.
Denita
says Raiders. I got you. She'll give them to me later. She'll text them to me. All right. Jaguars, Falcons, you guys. Jaguars, Falcons. Saturday game, 3 p.m. Jaguars against the Falcons. Come on, Kale, start us off.
Jaguars.
Come on, Cap.
Falcons.
Shanita says Jag. Betty says Falcons. 007.
ATM Falcons.
Darius.
Atlanta.
I think we got everybody. Is there everybody? Oh, except for me. I'm going to Atlanta. All right, you guys. The next one we have is Rams-Bengals. Rams-Bengals, same day Saturday at 6 p.m. Rams-Bengals, you guys. Come on, Cap, start us out.
I'll go with the Bengals.
Shanita says Rams. Come on, 007.
Rams.
You said Rams?
Yeah.
Come on, Darius.
No, I can't go against my team, Rams.
Uh-oh.
I just said that.
I can't with you, dog. I don't even know what to say. Come on,
Kale. You guys messed me up. You said Rams and Bengals, right?
Yeah. Rams,
okay.
Bengals.
I'm going to go with the Bengals.
I'm going Rams. Mm-hmm. Commanders, Ravens. Commanders. Ravens. Ravens. I saw the results. He's going Ravens. Let me see what 007 got to say.
Let me get this one over here. Ravens.
Ravens?
Yeah, I'm going with the Ravens. Go purple.
Tanita said Redskins. And I don't know who that is, ma'am. I said Commanders. Versus the Ravens. Yeah, the Ravens.
You better respect her.
Yeah.
I got your back, Shanita.
Okay, well, who you got, Kale? Commanders, Ravens.
The Washington football team.
You said Washington?
I have the Washington football team.
Okay, Brian.
That's about.
And she going to put Redskins in capital letters like that's going to make it right. No, ma'am. It's Commanders, ma'am. Stop yelling. Because you're still wrong. Come on, Cap.
Take a guess. Baltimore.
Oh, no. My bad, Cap.
Yeah.
I got you,
Walt. We don't lose
preseason games.
Y'all going to lose this one. Y'all going to lose
this one. Wait, Cap.
That's the football team.
You like the Ravens?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I put Washington for you. My bad.
Oh, no.
My bad. I got you, my bad.
That was a mistake.
Yeah, he would have been all over my neck for that one, bull. Eagles, Dolphins. Come on, 007. Why you laughing?
I'm going with the
Eagles, Dolphins.
I'm going with the Eagles.
Okay.
Hey, Trees.
Go ahead, Marcus. I hear you trying to get in.
Hey, look.
Come on, Marcus.
I'm going to make it real simple. During preseason, I'm picking all the teams that Kale picked. Every last one.
Oh, man.
Every last one. Only during preseason.
I got you. Okay.
That's all right.
That's my home. That's my blood brother during preseason.
Yeah, I'm
He's my stepbrother. He my stepbrother during the season.
Okay, I got you. You ain't got to say no more.
All right.
I got you.
All right. Go ahead, Marcus.
So guess what? Hey, Marcus, I got your picks, Marcus, so I just duplicated and I just put your name on right beside Kale.
Appreciate that.
Come on, Cap. Come on, Cap, Eagles, Dolphins.
Philly.
What's that?
Oh, Philly.
you said, I ain't hear what you said. Your phone. Somebody was crunching on the phone. Shanita picked Eagles as well, and so did Betty. She picked the Eagles as well. Come on, Darius.
Let me go, Philly.
Let's see. Did we get everybody? Come on, Kale.
Hey, Derek, I'm going to need you to lose that Coke 45 voice, man. I'm being serious. give me the Dolphins. You're going to leave that Coke 45 at home, Blair. I'm going to take the Dolphins.
I'm in my office.
Okay.
That's Lou Rose over there.
You don't know?
Bro,
well,
I got you down for the Dolphins.
Okay, Dolphins.
Kale.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, I got you. All right, y'all. The next one is Cardinals Titans. You guys. Cardinals Titans. Come on, Cap.
I'll go with the Cardinals.
All right, come on, Darius.
Give me. That's a tough one. Give me Cardinals.
Yeah.
Shanita says Titans. Devil 07, what you say?
And Titans.
Hey, y'all do know that this all third stringers playing, right?
Yeah.
That's why no money is going up. That's why no money is going up. This is just for fun, you know, to work out the kinks of our pick. That's all this is about.
Yeah,
and bragging rights, of course.
I just feel like this one's the hardest one to pick. So go ahead.
Well, you ain't picking nothing, so what are we doing?
I know, because I would have coin flipped. I would have literally just took a coin and flipped.
y'all one brain right now. You can text them and be like, what we doing, what we going to
do. Oh, man.
Wait a minute.
I forgot Willis is a quarterback.
I'm talking about for preseason only. Don't take it literal.
Wow.
It's just preseason.
Oh, yeah. I just said that was my blood brother. You know what I'm saying? Because me and him don't
have
it during the season.
Kevin was trying to hype it up. We know Treacy trying to throw them little slick jumps every now and then. I'm gonna go with the Titans.
Malik Willis.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
What's Cap say?
Malik Willis. I forgot he was with the Titans.
Bears and the Browns. Come on, Darius.
Bears.
007.
It's this thing anyway. Browns at home.
You said Brown? Take the hand off the phone.
Oh, I what? You can hear me now? Microphone check up.
Yes.
Janita says Bears. Come on, Cap.
Brown.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going to ride with my brother. I'm going with the Bears, man.
I'm going Brown. Did we miss anybody? Oh, Betty. Betty says Brown. And Shanita says Bears. Okay. The next one, and we are coming down to the nitty-gritty, Bucks and the Coats, you guys. Come on, Darius.
Give me Bucks.
Bucks and the Coats, 007.
Coats.
Betty says Bucks. I am saying Bucks. Kale.
Coach.
Cat.
I'm going with the Colts. Tampa Bay had too many injuries already. They're going to be real careful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
And who's Tom Brady's backup quarterback?
That's true. That's true. But and a coach. So she needed to say his but. Vikings,
Tom Brady
Broncos.
Got a backup quarterback?
Kaepernick.
Vikings, Broncos. Come on, Cap.
I'll go with the Broncos.
Come on, Darius.
Broncos.
007.
Broncos.
Betty says Vikings. Janita says Vikings, but I know she meant Vikings. I'm just messing.
You patty. You is so patty, yeah.
She's going to say something back. Trust me. She's going to say something back. She is going to say something back. Am I lying, Kale? She put
no.
Vikings, girl. Laugh out loud. Vikings, Broncos, Kale.
Vikings.
I'm going Broncos. Did we get everybody? Yep. All right, you guys. Let's keep it moving. We got two more. Giant Jets. That's a good one. Giant Jets. You guys. Giants and the Jets. Come on, Kale, with the
I'm a roll with Reese, man. J-E-T-S
okay.
Jet.
Yeah. Come on, Darius.
I'm going Jets.
Come on, Cap.
I will go Jets. They got to win something.
Come on, Cap.
Betty Anthony said Giants. 007.
Giants.
You said Giants?
Yeah, the midget.
All right, you guys, for this last one, we need a score. Who's going to win? Get as close as you can to the score that you think is going to be. Okay? Darius, start us out. Lions, Steelers. Lions and the Steelers. Darius.
I'm going to go Lions.
21-14.
And if y'all already heard the person say that score, don't say it.
007. Is there no Bennett fan? No, he ain't fan. We're going with Philly. 31-15.
You said the Steelers?
Yep, Steelers, 31-15.
31-15.
All right, gotcha. 15, that's it.
You said 3-1-1-5.
No, 6. 5-6. Man, your phone upside down. Yeah, your phone all messed up. I don't know what you're saying. It's 31-15 right now. Betty is saying Steelers. 21-17. Come on, Kale.
I'm gonna go with Pittsburgh. I think it's going to be 35 Pittsburgh and 21. 35-21 Pittsburgh.
Come on, Kat.
22-6, Detroit, Hard Knocks.
Oh.
Janita says Steelers 31-17.
Nope.
I am going Lions. And I am going, what? I'm going to go 21-10.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be low-scoring game to me.
Yep.
And you guys, everybody else that started to participate, but then something happened, I don't know what happened, you guys could text me the rest of your scores on Kale's Corner on the Facebook app. Right on the Facebook app, just text it right underneath this this live video. Just text everything you need to text right there.
Can I give a clue?
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be a tie. 14-14.
Mm. Oh, that's Marcus. Gotcha.
All right,
got
guys,
you,
we're gonna take a quick break, y'all. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782, and we're going to discuss these games a little bit. This jump right here, man, real quick, y'all. I remember being a little boy growing up on Coral Hills, and they used to have Halloween parties for the kids, you know, because that's when at the start of don't send your child out trick-or-treating because people messing with the candy and all that. So we could still have fun. They used to have neighborhood parties. And, boy, they put that song on Parliament, Knee Deep. Man, I wish y'all could have seen us as kids boogieing to that joint, partying like it was 1999. Yeah. That song take me back. Okay. Any of those games that Treach just presented to us for next week, anybody have any thing that they want to discuss about it, reason why you went with or against any team or, you know, anything like that? The floor is yours. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
I went with Ravens simply because Washington Commanders is the worst team in the league.
Oh,
I like
you
to
wanna,
throw
you
that
wanna,
out
you want to pick about a jelly sandwich with that?
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
He trying to
pick a fight. That's a heavy statement. That's heavy.
Hey, you know what? It's going to be even heavier when he has to swallow it. So, you know, keep coming out with your early predictions. Keep coming with your early predictions.
That sounds personal.
And trying to get it will be when it's my turn. My turn. It's never fun when the rat got the gun. Ain't no fun when the rat got the gun. So, yeah, come on. It's the worst team in the league. Beautiful. You know what I mean? I see a rookie running back that's on the NFL radar as one of the top rookie running backs in the league. That's what I see. You know? Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, keep on hating. We love it. Because I want to remind when you walk past this room and he in the mirror dancing with his Washington tattoo exposed, I want you to say, no. My co-host said you cannot don that merchandise.
There you go.
You know what I'm talking about? Now, listen. I pick Washington because the games that we expect them to lose are the ones that they usually pull off. And I know that we haven't lost a preseason game in this many attempts or whatever, that means nothing to him. That means absolutely nothing to him. Harbaugh is only interested in his boys, his starters, coming out of their help and the few players that he wants to add to his roster. Let's remember, guys, the majority of these players are the what? Welcome to Walmart. How may I help you type dude? So
can I interject, sir?
Go ahead. Interject.
Speaking from a Raven point of view, I'm not sure if you noticed anything, but we have three quarterbacks. Two backups are phenomenal. One guy named Huntley.
Huntley. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And the other guy named Brown Jr. from Oregon.
Okay. Okay.
Real deal.
Yeah, that's how they do this.
They're going to be playing against third stringers, and it's going to be too easy.
So will Huntley or Brown be throwing and receiving at the same time? Oh, okay. I just want to know. Are they going to perform an NFL feat that we've never seen? You got that back.
Well, you got guys trying to get on that practice squad, bro, so they're going to be working hard.
Okay. More power to them.
I know that's right.
More power to them. You got to understand, man. Hey, Cap, this heart pump burgundy and gold, bro.
Totally understand.
We don't back down.
Would you like another burgundy and gold person to speak on this subject?
Uh-oh.
If you wish.
My dear brother.
Oh, Lord. Go ahead.
You got hear me out, my dear brother.
I always do, Marcus.
We're definitely not going to win this game. You know why? And
I got to tell you, preseason means a lot to Baltimore for some reason. Like, they're going to – we're not playing – I don't think we're going to play none of our starters, number one. We can't afford to. By the way things look, they're going to put those boys in who are really trying to make that roster. And that's what it's – and what I've been noticing the whole preseason is that's what it's been about. It's been about filling the slots. They're not even concerned with wins and losses like we are. And we've had that conversation already. So are we gonna lose? Yes, we're going to lose.
Wow. So Baltimore's dudes trying to make the roster are better than Washington dudes trying to make their roster. That's the statement you're making right now.
The statement I'm making is that they are willing to scheme to win. They're not just putting them boys in. They're scheming. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. They want to win. That record means everything to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Listen, scheme, dream, split at the seams. Y'all talking about scheme, dream, split at the seams. Ain't nobody worried about them scheming. Ain't nobody worried about them scheming stuff. Listen, Washington is that team that comes out and win when you least expect them to. You guys, everybody can say that. Everybody, because we've all seen them do that. Nobody thought we were going to beat Tampa Bay. No one. And what happened? Oh.
Quiet. Yeah, man, I keep up and hold my speak up and hold my peace right quick.
I don't know if I'm ready for yours, 007.
Just break yourself a little bit. And you might say, you know, kind of crazy. It's just the thing that I want us to win so bad, but we can't win if, you know what I'm saying, the defense can't get out of the field on third down. You gotta get off the field on third down, got to build on third down in order for us to have success out here. You know, leaving the defense in the field for so long to a point, you know what I'm saying, the offense and getting the ball, we can't win like that. We can't have the opposing team have a 40 minutes of time possession when we have 20 towards time possession. Gotta get on for third down.
Well,
got to.
Well, I think Washington will have the best little league team out there on Saturday. Yeah, you know I mean, I think we're going to have the best little league team out there on Saturday between Washington and Baltimore. We'll have the best little league team. Go ahead, Mark.
Absolutely.
Hey, look, man. As much as I'm just going off what I've seen these last two games, man. And our biggest concern has been on whatever they're looking for. You know, they're not even concerned with the game itself. They have no concerns with it. So, I mean, I've been watching, you know. So, they're not worried about the score. They're worried about filling those spots. They're looking for who wants to fill the spot. So I don't – I really don't – when you compare the two teams who really care about that win – you know what I'm saying? I don't really think it's going to make a difference.
Well, how do you come to the conclusion that you make the spot and you go to Walmart? By plays that are made. So this game is going, and every game comes down to who makes the most plays. Agree?
Fact.
So, therefore, what I'm in actuality saying, Washington will make more plays than Baltimore come Saturday. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Just because we're expected to lose. Just because no one expecting to see anything from us. We will prevail.
I'd like to see it. I want to see it happen. So.
You will. You will. And listen, I'm going to tell you and Darius and 007, I'm going to write up a little soliloquy that you guys have to read that goes
uh-oh.
Like this. I will never, ever, ever talk smack to DMV Kale about his Washington football team again. Signed Darius, signed 007, signed Marcus. Yeah, talk about
no, I don't
you
agree.
You got to put some numbers there.
I cannot sign. I can't sign that. I can't sign that because that's my team, and I just speak facts. Yeah, that's it.
No. I'm not signing no letter just for the Washington football team. It's Washington Commanders. They're not signing.
Well, first of all, that's not their name. That's not their name. First of all, let's start there. I mean, if you're going to call, I mean, that's just like, y'all being disrespectful, man. Stop calling them people other things than what their name really is.
They are the Washington football
y'all
team. They are the Washington football team. That's just that simple. They are the Washington football team. That Commander's crap, that's for Dan Snyder and his people. Yeah, talk about that. That's what that's for. Yeah. All the people he said, he consulted, and they told him that would be a cartoon would be a great name. No, Slim.
Yeah.
We are the
somebody
Washington
lied.
Football
they lied
team.
To him big time.
You say what?
They lied big time.
Yeah, they lied big time. And he is caught in a lie again. You know what I mean? He's caught in a lie because we know the Bama come out and tell us that they're searching. They're going through the fan base and this
hell
and
yeah.
that and the third. And then you come out with a name that the majority of the fan base does not like.
And
Betty said, Betty Anderson said, I'm sorry, go ahead. I apologize.
The way they say the Washington Redskins song is vessel. It's very vessel. They might have to just drop the whole song all together. I want to call
you.
You
need some phone and some rice, bro.
Yeah, you Eldridge said your phone is terrible. Your phone is terrible. It sounds like you mumbling the whole time.
Yeah, water world.
Yeah, you gotta
put
that
thing
on the
right.
Betty Anderson
oh,
said,
goodness.
Call them what you want, but they ain't beating my Ravens.
Well,
say less.
Hey, you and Cap. Okay, we beaten the heck out to our Ravens. All right, that's how about.
Cap got him an ally. Betty is his ally over here.
Hey, we're still
we ain't
a fan.
Worried about nothing.
Quiet.
Nah, he hung up. He hung up today.
Okay.
I don't know what was wrong with him. He hung up today, but everybody else still here. Yeah, talk about everybody is. So, you know, hey, listen, all I can say is I'm so glad we had this time together. Come on, Lady T.
I know, right? I'm so mad at this. It's over. Like, All right, you guys, y'all know what it is. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what we about to do. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. That's first and foremost. We want to thank all of you guys that support us on the phone, online, everywhere, even when y'all see us in the street. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. It's going to be so much more love next week. Kale and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. The number is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kale's Corner at Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook on Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/Kale McClain and listen to the whole program over and over and over again. Look, you guys, we love you guys so very much. Take care of yourself and enjoy all of the sports that we have this weekend. Kale, you got the last, very last word.
Hey, if you love them, they should already know. If you think you need to know a little bit more, let them know a little bit more. We'll catch up with y'all Tuesday, Lord willing. Everybody, like T said, y'all enjoyed the sports this weekend. Thank you, big thank you, big thank you very much. Humongous thank you to everyone that helped Kale's Corner be what it be today and throughout. All right? Love y'all. Have a good one. Hey, listen, and I'm not trying to offend anybody. I just was feeling R. Kelly today. That's what I want to hear.
No, smack that thing, get that right. Up on that dresser, yeah, that's right. Put it on the hair like we're getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kind of tight, but it'll feel just right. You know, if you're giving sexy and shit past me, don't be upset, D, cause you might catch me. Trying to catch a glance, I prefer to be clan in reverse. If I see you, I don't like it,
let's go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the shouters be like, damn, 28, hey. Then I be like, girl, you know just who I am, don't hate, hey. See, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got it down pack. Said if pain was gonna flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a forever, I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Steady Bender ass. I be like, oh, I'ma see ya. And mama me, I'm on pain, what is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I pass by, I know exactly what to say. He's cool, and yes, he's so cool. The hate's on it, what he do? He mad cause I'm looking, but I already fucked her. I got these niggas mad cause I'm a flirt.
Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. When I didn't even wanna roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homies, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm gon' hit. Man, jacking for chicks, I tried to quit, but I'm a player, homie, so I had to hit it. While you're buying her drinks in the club, acting like you in love, starting like you all thugs. We were switching numbers. She looking at you and I walk by. You turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy and I be calling her mommy. She be calling you Kelly when your name is Tommy. I don't know what y'all be thinking when you bring them round me. Let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. Do you know what that means? That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, my nigga. It's a player's feel, my nigga. Don't take no bitch to the club when you just met her, my nigga. Cause I'ma flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking that good shit, she gon' flirt with her. I'ma flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt. When you're like me, gonna roll up in the club, I'ma flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the lawn, I'ma flirt.